RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Evan Giddings, Ken Littrell, one last segment with you before we hand you off to Dan Devone and Dan Dibley. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. All right, we got into your distaste for Phillip Rivers off of that Monday night game. We've discussed why the Niners should have your confidence moving forward and why I am now dubbing it Super Bowl or bust. Season.
You're putting the stamp.
By the way, it's not just for the Niners, it's for everybody. If you have a favorite team who's still in the postseason, it is Super Bowl or bust.
I mean, why not? Look at the Texans. Everyone loves their defense.
Michael Scott, I'm ready
and they're
to be heard
seventh
again.
Seventh seed. They are the seventh seed right now. Do you care? You have more confidence in them or less confidence in them than you do Denver, than you do New England?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm going to say it now. It better be Super Bowl or bust.
For who?
For the Buffalo Bills. This is the year they need to go.
They're not going to win
it. At least go.
They won't win it.
Josh Allen. I read the names. Dude, I'm already taking them off the list now on the bubble. Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, they're done. Patrick Mahomes. No Patrick Mahomes. No Joe Burrow. No Lamar. You got to face C.J. Stroud, unproven. Justin Herbert, unproven. 45-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. I think they got the best chance out of everybody just because they play both sides of the ball really well. If Drake May ends up beating you twice, and this time it's in the playoffs, something wrong. And then, or Bo Nix. I mean, they handled Denver last year. But that was last year. This is this year. Much better defense. I don't care how bad their personnel is. Josh Allen has to figure it out. He's got to get there. He's got to do something.
You would like to assume at least that he could come out of the NFC, get to a Super Bowl, which he hasn't. But I got good news for you, Buffalo fans. Chiefs ain't coming back next year. So you're going to have a few years, in my opinion. The thing about the AFC is this, Ken. I'll tell you who right now ain't winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Jacksonville, Denver, I hate to admit it, the Chargers, and Pittsburgh. The teams that got a shot to me, a legit chance, are New England, Buffalo, and the team that ain't even in the playoffs right now, but you better watch out for them because I think that they can win multiple playoff games on the road. The Houston Texans. Watch out for Houston. They got the nastiest defense in the NFL. And C.J. Stroud cannot continue to be this bad in the biggest
game. So you're relying on their defense, and we're relying on Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. So it's kind
of
like,
wanted to talk about Brock Purdy before the break.
I did?
Yeah, because he threw 5 touchdowns, so floor is yours.
No, well... Well, I mean,
spring that on you.
No, you sure did. I don't hate it. But, like, I mean, with Brock Purdy, aside from Christian McCaffrey, who we know he's already proven, what is Brock Purdy when he's in the playoffs? He's gotten to the NFC Championship or better.
Both years.
All right. Yeah, he hasn't been many, but yeah.
Well, two out of three. He's only been in the league for three seasons.
Right, which is very impressive. And, you know, you take last year and you just throw it in the trash because that's all it was. I mean, if we're going to say that, well, this team was going to get in because of their defense, this team's going to get in because of this quarterback in particular because they don't really have a personnel. I mean, the Niners can get in with Brock Purdy just because of the way he's been playing.
I am glad that it feels like the last 5 weeks, and it's been because he's played so well, that, you know, we're talking about why can't a team go far, holes in their resume. I haven't heard people say Brock Purdy, and I'm happy about that because since he's returned from turf toe, do you know that Brock Purdy has almost identical numbers to Matthew Stafford, who will probably be the league's MVP?
I was going to say, I was actually looking at his TD interception ratio yesterday, and I kind of snuck up on me. Because what is it?
It's 13-4. He is 5-0.
Pretty good, man.
He's completing 70% of his passes. He has a 13-4 touchdown to interception ratio, and he has a quarterback rating of 110. Yeah. That is almost to a T what Matthew Stafford has also done his last 5 weeks.
And I think the most important part about that is not just because he's making the throws, figuring it out. I mean, again, you threw three interceptions, but you still won the game 20-9 against the Panthers. I with that offensive line, it doesn't look like he's running for his life. I think there was a lot of times he was running for his life in those earlier playoff runs, and that became, you know, problematic, especially when you're going against a team like a defensive line like Philadelphia, in which he got hurt in. And that's what sucks, because we'll never know what could have happened in that game in his first year. But again, it was his first year, unproven. I just don't know why you think C.J. Stroud can make a run, because we still haven't seen anything except for that one win against Los Angeles Chargers in the first round last year.
He has two.
He has two? Who did he beat before?
Oh, no, sorry. His first playoff trip, they played Baltimore and they lost.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
This is going to be the year.
This is the year.
No, I think Houston's defense is... it's so freaking nasty, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they made Buffalo look like a JV team.
You know, Buffalo has been... they've had a lot of games.
And you're right. I think Buffalo is probably the team people are expecting to get over the hump, because there's no Kansas City. Even though they haven't lost to them, I don't believe, there's probably not going to be a Baltimore. But I just think, look, Houston's the team that no one will want to play, because... kind of like the Niners, but the Niners had stacked more wins earlier in the season. Houston might be the hottest team in football. And I think the Niners are starting to look like the hottest team in the NFC.
Well, it's funny you say that, because Jacksonville is...
they've won six in a row.
Six in a row, so that's what I think.
And Houston's seven.
And I feel like we're getting off somewhere, but the hottest team in the NFC, along with Seattle, is San Francisco. And... I think we're going to – I actually like the – I do like Chicago. You asked me before, you know, if I was – what was it? If I was scared or what worries me on
about
Sunday.
The Bears, yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, thinking about it, nothing too much. It's really just the defensive pressure. That's what just bothers me the most. I think the offense is going to be fine. I'm really intrigued to see what they're going to do against Seattle. And I know it's got to be one game, you know, week to week, one game, but – Super Bowl or bust time. We got two games left. This is kind of what you can do now, because that Seattle game is going to be everything. Because then we're really going to be told, if we're saying they're one of the best NFC teams, how good Brock Purdy can be. Because yeah, they beat Seattle in Seattle, but that was a Week One win, and people like to cheapen a Week One win, because I mean look at Las Vegas, the Raiders. They beat the Patriots. Week one means nothing.
Well, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
But it's not that the week one win doesn't matter, although it kind of doesn't at this point of the season, but because the Niners play the Seahawks in week 18, the result of that game will undoubtedly just mean more. It will, because it's more recent.
Right.
You know, week one results, they bear weight in regards to the schedule, the record, and in the Niners' case, your division record, because that's the whole, honestly, that game against the Seahawks, and it's all the way back in week one, and the win in LA against the Rams, which again is all the way back in week five. That's why the Niners are in the driver's seat and control their own destiny for the one seed, because they won those two games. They beat Seattle. They beat the Rams. You could say they're both coin flips. It doesn't really matter. That's why they're 4-2. And so if they win out, then doggone it, they're the one seed. Pardon me, they're 4-1 in the division right now.
You know, I was looking at Brock Purdy's numbers throughout this year, and it's crazy because I feel like he played more games, but he really hasn't, because he only played Seattle, Jacksonville.
6-1.
Right. It's such an odd thing to think, but I forgot, like, Mac Jones just had this incredible run. But it just seems like when he protects the ball, they handle their opponent. I mean, even the game...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Like, he had the same amount of interceptions in Seattle than he did in Jacksonville, and it was two, and they still won the game in Seattle. Like, the only one in Jacksonville, he had two interceptions, but he also threw the ball for, you know, 309 yards. You know?
Yeah, he had a fumble. I mean, that's the whole point. He played so poorly, and they nearly won that football game.
But you know what it says, too? He's only been sacked 7 times. Like, that is just a true test. So, like I said, like, we both believe that he can do it, but I also believe that the offensive line can really keep things in perspective, because they're giving him enough time to throw the ball. He's getting enough time to make the accurate throws. The Carolina game, forget it. You forgot about it, you moved on, and you took care of the games you need to take care of, and this is a game they just take care of.
I think that, well, what we're learning about earlier in the year is, I don't know, I heard excuses all season long that, you know, the offensive line is why the Niners are not doing as well, and why, you know, Mac Jones doesn't have a ton of time, and why McCaffrey's not running the ball efficiently. It's like, get out of here with that. Are they the best offensive line of the league? No, I don't think they're there. But they're acting like Brock Purdy and Mac Jones have been sacked 40-plus times, which is what bad offensive lines have allowed their quarterbacks to be sacked. Brock Purdy, and part of it is also because he is elusive and can use his legs, and I think he's also done a better job. I think what he learned against the Panthers is that it's okay to throw the ball away. Like, it's okay to just get rid of it. And against the Browns, I believe he set a career high for most throwaway passes in a game for him. So it's like, if you just take care of the ball, you're right, you're going to win on most nights. And I think that's always been the case for Niners quarterbacks, but you've seen clearly that when Mac Jones has quarterbacked the 49ers, they've won games, but they have not been running up the scoreboard the way they have with Brock Purdy. They just haven't. With Mac Jones, they failed to score more than 26 points outside of one game. And that was against the Giants. They scored 34. with Brock Purdy, they have averaged 35 points since he's come back.
Yeah, that's...
And again, you know, they had the pick six. They've got a little help from their defense. But to me, that's the difference. With Mac Jones, they're a good offense. With Brock Purdy, they're a great offense.
Yeah, you could even say elite with that number, that type of average of a number. I mean, when people talk about, you said it, Christian McCaffrey, like, yeah, he can't break out for an 80-yard run, but like you said, who cares? Just little by little, move the ball up and down the, they can move the ball up and down the field. They really kind of have like full tilt when it comes to, you know, how they want to run their offense. And it's just like all these different moving parts. So it's like, yeah, why are they so successful? Brock Purdy's playing well. Christian McCaffrey's playing well. It all circles back to Kyle Shanahan. I mean, the guy last week, he had a, there was a questionable touchdown catch in the back of the end zone near the corner. And Kyle's like, yeah, no, don't worry about it. I got something for him. I'll take care of that.
Still scored.
Yeah, easily. Much easier than they did, you know, than the play that he could have challenged. But it's like you said, it's like we keep saying, like, I mean, maybe the defense doesn't have to be as elite as it can, as elite as it needs to be. And once you get into the playoffs, things happen. I mean, we're looking at reports that, you know, Fred Warner might be back.
Yeah, he's, John Lynch mentioned that.
Rehabbing 6 hours a day is what I'm reading. So why would you rehab for 6 hours a day just for next year? Like, what's the possible need for that?
Well, would you bring him back if he could go at risk of injury?
Why not? Because if this is the year we're saying they have the I think this is the year they have the biggest or best opportunity to go and run the table, even though it's not the best team. And if he makes you better, some people say, oh, well, that's too risky. But listen, if you could win at any point in time, whether you're the one or the seventh seed, why not have your best, you know, why not have your leading defender on the field at the same time?
That's a good point. 888-957-9570 is the number. A few minutes here before we hand things off to the crossover and bring in Dan Dibley and Dan Devone. On the Niners conversation, Richie in Queens wants to talk about it. And I got to introduce you to a fellow East Coaster. Meet Ken Luttrell, Richie. So I'll just let you guys have at it and welcome you to the show.
What's
Happy
up,
holidays.
Richie?
What's up? Richie.
Giants. I love the Niners. I am a New York Giants fan, per se, but my second team are the Niners. I'm looking at their stats. Very, you know, they're giving up, they're 18 giving up yards per game, but they're 11th as far as giving up points per game. And it's amazing because the top guy has, Farrell was the only guy with four sacks, I believe. So they've gotten nine sacks, which is nine below the second worst team. So it's amazing what they're doing. I give Salah all the credit. Obviously, looking forward to this game against the Bears. I mean, Williams has been great. Closing games, not so good. Beginning of games, 57% accuracy. So their offense, and, you know, I want to see, obviously, Kittle's got to be back. I don't know if he will with that ankle sprain, but, you know, watching Purdy, he's, you know, and I haven't been a big fan of him at times because his arm strength, but he just looks more solid. And McCaffrey has been incredible. So, you know, Salah coming over and all the grief he got as a head coach and what he's doing is what he should be. They're talking about him being maybe a coaching prospect again. There's certain guys to me that are just, you know, they're coordinators. And he's one, Spags is another, McDaniel. So it's a good story. And I've been saying to you guys, I think he should be up for a possible coach of the year. You know, I mean, I know they're talking about the Rams, and I know talking about certain, maybe even Jacksonville at this point, but Shanahan's done a tremendous job, so
I
think it's really incredible. And can I make one comment, too, about the NBA real quick?
Absolutely, Richie. Floor is yours.
Draymond Green, you know, I'm 78, and I've followed the NBA forever.
God bless you, Richie.
Lost a little touch, but now I'm getting back into it again. And, you know, I mean, obviously you can say the old guy in the balcony, the three-point plays, not playing defense anymore. But Draymond Green is an absolute disgrace. And Kerr has earned the right to just tell him to get off the court and not to come back. And when you defer to a guy like him, and what really bothers me, Because the image, when I fight about the image, you know, and I want this, the NBA to succeed because I think it's such a great sport. New York goes wild. New York goes berserk when the Knicks are playing well. So my point is, at this point, for him to dominate and for him to make the threats and him to do what he does, and then he's on a show at the end of as a guest, it's a disgrace what he does. And it just really shows that there are certain times I think you've got to make a stand for individuals like that for the good of the sport.
Thanks, Richie.
Appreciate it, Rich.
What'd you think of your brethren, Kenny?
Well, I mean, he told us what he liked about the Niners team. I kind of wanted to know what he thought about, you know, what kind of concerns him going into this playoff, Super Bowl or bust playoff appearance, I should say. I don't know. With Draymond Green, like, yeah, we know a lot of people think he's a disgrace, but at the same time, we talk about it. It's just who he is. And if he's showing growth by walking off, you know, heading into the locker room, then that's fine with me. But, yeah, Richie, I get it. You're set in your ways, and you're probably going to feel that way about Draymond, but it's just like, who cares?
This isn't so much directed at Richie as it is directed at New York City. So give me a minute.
Be careful.
You ever think that maybe the way that East Coast fandom looks at and treats their players is one of the reasons why they kind of struggle? Not name the New York Yankees.
Well,
it's a pretty tough market when it comes to criticism.
Go ahead.
Draymond Green has been a part of and been a focal point of 4 championships. The New York Knicks have not been to an NBA Finals since 1999. Maybe if you guys were nicer to your athletes, maybe if you guys appreciated the good with the bad, these players would be allowed to reach their ceiling, to be themselves, the yin and the yang, and help you actually win something.
See, I don't know if I subscribe to that because, I mean, there's been multiple times where players have been problematic, you know, and then have played for the Knicks, for the Mets, for, you know, the Rangers, what have you. Honestly, we're just too honest. I think, you know.
And that's a problem.
The Bay Area people, you guys are too soft when it comes to, like, you know, letting your players know how you feel. Although there's a lot of Draymond, you know, haters in the comments section on YouTube, on the Boxer and Gersten injuries or whatever text line, you know, people call
Boxer and Gersten work injury attorneys.
I'm sorry, I don't want to butcher that.
I know,
but yeah, I mean, you're not wrong though. I would say we're not as bad as Philly, and I think that plays a part. Although they've at least had a couple of championships in the last 10 or 15 years.
Not the Sixers.
I just think, yeah, trust the process. Trust that it's over.
No, I mean, oh, look, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I think that...
No, I get where you're going, but, like, yeah.
So, like, you figure out which athletes, the juice is worth the squeeze, and I'm beginning to rethink it, but I think up until recently, it's kind of been worth it with Draymond.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I think if he was in a market like New York, it'd be the same thing. I think he'd be fine.
What?
Yeah.
It would kill him in New York.
Absolutely. But
he almost swung on a coach in his fourth season.
But the love would be just as great. The love would be a lot, I think, because that's what we do. We hate hard, but we love harder, I feel like. We really
keep telling yourselves that. Keep telling yourselves that.
As long as you perform, and because we've had, there's tons of distractions.
Wait until Tyler Kolek goes 2 for his next 25 from 3-point range. You're going to be crucifying this young man.
Don't you worry about that Marquette man. He's going to be just fine.
You guys think he's better than Pods?
I mean,
just because he's white and left-handed doesn't mean
we got a lot of left-handed guys. I
know.
Who was it? Devone. Someone was saying that they don't like left-handers. It just feels weird. I think it was Devone. And I'm like,
well, that's an idiotic take. We have to talk about that.
I've gotten used to it. Although it was weird watching Julius Randle for years, and I'm just like, yeah, it seems a little bit off. But we
lefties do literally everything better than right-handers. Like, it looks everything they do looks better.
What about quarterbacks? You like lefty quarterbacks?
Well, just be whether they perform well or not is something different. When they throw the ball, like, have you seen those videos of when they've switched hands? You know, they've had like Tua throw right-handed,
and it actually looks it looks good.
Or I said to you,
I think it's the opposite for people. I think people don't like Tua because he's lefty, and when he throws righty, it actually looks more natural to their aesthetically, you know, pleasing eyes.
Well, it looks normal, but it looks worse because the ball still is floating in the air.
I feel the opposite.
No, I don't think Tua looks great as a righty. I think he barely looks great as a lefty.
He's not going to look great as anything because I don't think he's going to be playing in Miami anytime soon.
No, but like baseball players, pitchers, everything looks better left-handed.
Yeah, that's a different animal.
Name
though.
Any of your favorite swings from when you were a kid. I guarantee you they're all left-handed.
Pretty much.
All of them.
Yeah. I would say...
Except for maybe like Gary Sheffield.
Jeff Bagwell. Yeah.
But that's just because they kind of got that little hitch.
You're right.
All right, speaking of hitches, we got to bring in two of them. Devone and Dan Dibley are coming up here in just a little bit. We also got What's Bugging You during the crossover, which is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. I'm not sure... We'll find that read during the break. But Ken Luttrell, it's going to be your first What's Bugging. Do you have one ready?
I was thinking about it yesterday, so I got a little something. Should
Does
be
that
fun.
To do with family?
Yes.
Your wife's listening.
It's got to do with the holidays.
Your son's listening.
He's probably not listening. He's probably enjoying.
Jimmy Dean.
He's probably about to have nap time in about 20 minutes.
Is that because you didn't have nap time last night?
Up all night, dude. It's the perils of having a toddler.
Well, I'm sure you and Dibley can,
we can
connect over that. I guarantee it'll be the first thing that we talk about here. All right, coming up next, a crossover on 95.7 The Game. That's Ken Luttrell, Evan Gittings in for Steiny and Guru. And that segment was sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In 2020,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.